Coach said you made a conscious effort to try to get the ball deeper today downfield. Some of those throws, obviously, you were throwing downfield a lot. Was that something you guys talked about during the week, trying to get more of that?
Yeah, over the past few weeks, I've missed Vince a few times and not really even given him a chance. So that was a conscious effort by me to just, you know, let our playmakers make a play. And they're really talented, and to give him a chance. And, I mean, that catch by Vince, the first touchdown, was unbelievable. And it shows what he's capable of doing and proves to me that I just need to, you know, really just give these guys a chance at all times. And it, he made a big-time play on it.
Mike, how tough is it to go from first and goal to five to fourth and forever?
Yeah, definitely not the situation you want to be in. We're knocking on the door. Their guys are tired, 5 yards to go, and right back in the game. And unfortunately, penalties happened, and it's definitely not what you want.
Mike, can you describe, you did a little bit of protecting the ball, but the sack fumble early in the game, what happened in the blitz?
I mean, they blitzed me, and I was looking for my hot guy, and wasn't able to get to him, but that's on me. I got to hold on to the ball. You know, no one else is at blame but myself, and I'm going to get that corrected.
How was the protection today? Seemed pretty good overall.
Yeah, the line's doing a great job. They're some of the best pass rushers in the league, and you know they really did a good job. Like I said, the first sack's on me. Later on, there was that rollout where they just had good coverage. So our line's doing a great job. We were able to get the run game going some today, and they're doing a really good job protecting me.
Mike, because you talked about finishing drives, you guys, you know, had a lot of red zone penalties today. Just, you know, that's been a bugaboo with this team. You just haven't been able to finish drives.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a conscious effort. It has already been by the coaches, is efficiency in the red zone. But today we didn't execute well enough in the red zone. You know, touchdowns win games, not field goals. So we have to definitely get better at that. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating.
Were guys losing some composure? It was kind of a chippy game. There's a lot of flags out there, but like you had cleaning up piles, games to the face, with the face mask. What was the composure of your turn?
I thought it was good. I think our guys are just playing hard. You know, I know Ted had one, but you know that's a player. I mean, he's going to play hard. He's going to play the whistle, and I'm not sure exactly what happened, but you know our guys are really getting after it. And, you know, as a quarterback, that's what you want in linemen, is you want guys that are going to protect you like that.
How was your first attempt on the road with the noise? How did you handle all those things?
I thought it was fine. There's a few times where it got pretty loud, but we practiced all week for it. And, you know, in college I played in some loud atmospheres before, so it wasn't too bad.
Losing Doug Martin, any thoughts about that?
I don't really know what's going on with Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, it was tough, but you know I thought Mike James did a really good job. And as good as Doug is, and as important as he is to our team, I thought both Mike James and Brian Leonard really did a good job. So hopefully, you know, the injury with Doug isn't serious. But with that being said, I think we have two other guys to show that they're capable of handling the load as well.
Mike, talk about how talented having to get ready for a game
in
4 days.
I think Coach is going to have a great plan for us and how to approach this week. And I think coming off of another tough loss, you know, that's what we want, is we want to get back out there, go out and play Thursday, and we're going to be prepared and ready for it.
Thanks, Mike.